Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you were able to watch the April 2016 LDS General Conference, then you probably remember the emotional, moving talk by Elder Patrick Kieran on the refugee crisis. And he said, quote, "There are an estimated 60 million refugees in the world today, which means that one in every 122 humans has been forced to flee their homes. And half of these people are children." So the LDS Church has posted a lot about this issue and has provided millions of dollars in medical aid, food, and volunteer help to refugees all over the world. But it's very much an ongoing crisis that still needs our attention. And recently, a new Mormon message was released that discusses this very issue, and producer Lucas McGraw is here with us today to discuss it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So why do you think this video needed to be made right now?
It's a huge problem that a lot of us don't really know too much about, or at least myself. And I was assigned to work over this project as one of my first projects when I came in working with the welfare department. And it was just kind of an adaptation of a cut that actually the Europe area had put together for their kind of a public affairs piece. So I added a few kind of extra sound bites in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really wanted to do with this piece, what I want to do this with the re-edit, is just present the refugees not so much as charity cases, but as people. Mm-hmm. And to kind of see in the footage that all the people in the Europe area have captured, and even a lot of the people or previous producers that were in welfare have captured. This is just kind of a huge kind of presentation to the world. Is just like, here's some things that you can do. Here's things that we have done, and hoping to help solve this problem. I mean, 60 million people. I mean, that's like all of England, all of Great Britain. And I mean, that's a lot of people.
It's a huge number. And I like how LDS church leaders have kind of challenged us to think of these people as ourselves. If we were caught in the same type of a situation, which, you know, we very well could be one day, but these are educated people. These are people that have been moved out of their countries for religious or political reasons. How has your own understanding of the refugee crisis been enhanced or affected by working on this project?
I fortunately get to go through a lot of the footage and get to understand a lot of what a lot of the interviews that they've had with the refugees, what they're going through, and what's going on in the minds of some of these people that get taken out of their country. I mean, imagine this, having to be forced to be in a country that you don't know the language, you don't know their education system, their diet, their culture. I mean, you're going into something completely new,
right,
with your family, you know, because your place that you called home, you know, your neighbors that you called friends pretty much turned against you, and you're coming into this place, and you're just like, if that was me, like Sister Burton says, you know, what if their story was my story? If that was me and my life had been disrupted that much, would I really want the eyes of mercy on me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just somebody out there to come help me, you know, in these locations, especially just like, okay, this is our life now. What do we do? How do we do it? I mean, a lot of people are lost, especially here, even in Salt Lake. My understanding is we're partnering with Catholic Community Services to help and kind of resettle the refugees. And right now we can go out and, you know, even teach people how to use tracks and do certain things like that. How to get around is huge. And mm-hmm. I mean, there's English classes and all this other stuff, but it's not just English. It's like, How to live in America. Exactly. Yeah. How to live in Utah, especially with the culture here. So,
and I love how the video shows refugees in these international camps and the lifestyles that they've been forced to live there. And then it also shows the transplanting of refugees into America as well. And all of these different groups that are reaching out and helping them, like you mentioned. What do you hope people will feel and understand as they watch this film?
If you remember from the April conference address that Elder Kieran did, President Uchtdorf got up after that and he was emotional.
Yeah.
And it's because, and I mean, for me, I had no idea. He was a refugee twice in his life. To think that every single one of these people have the potential to be something. I mean, there is a lot of talk right now about the refugees, and sometimes it could be kind of taxing on some people. They're just like, well, I got enough problems in my own life. How can I take care of more people? What I think, or what I'd hope, is for people to be inspired, to see these people as people, to put themselves in their shoes, and to treat them not as charity cases, not as a burden, but just as a person.
Mm-hmm. As a friend. And even if you can't give money or even that much time, you can at least be a listening ear.
Yeah.
For someone, because it's, I can only imagine how stressful that would be to have to relocate by force to a new country and have to figure all these things out, especially when you have children and you're looking for work and trying, like you said, figuring out the transportation system. And my husband and I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to help these LDS, actually, Pakistani refugees in Salt Lake who are in our ward, just driving them to the DMV to take their driver's license test. It was something very small, but I would encourage you, if you're listening, to talk to your church leaders, to visit iwasastranger.lds.org and think of different, just simple ways that you can help people out, things that you take for granted these people need help with. So thank you so much, Lucas, for being here and sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for getting the word out.
So for more content on the refugee crisis and for ideas on how you can help at a local and international level, check out the video series that Lucas mentioned, Give Back, on mormonchannel.org. And we're going to close our episode today with a quote by Elder Kieran from his talk. And he says, "Being a refugee may be a defining moment in the lives of those who are refugees, but being a refugee does not define them. But our response will help define us." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.